The word today is hungry. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Lord made humans to have a need for security and purpose. If we're insecure, we hunger to be whole and content. Jesus called himself the bread of heaven. He can supply us with spiritual food that can make us content. In Jesus, we can find the way to be satisfied and not hunger for security and purpose. Here to discuss this important topic further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Hungry.
I'm always amazed at the claims that Jesus makes. They're such astonishing, huge claims. Many of them are written in the Gospel of John, and that seems to be the big focus of John, the Gospel writer, is that he takes as a theme the claims of Jesus. And one of the most amazing is when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." We're going to think about that. What does it mean when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life"? At one point in Matthew chapter 7, verse 9, Jesus says, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone?" Obviously, we as parents know how to give good gifts to our children, things that will help them and nurture them and keep them healthy. And I just want to mention here, in regards to parenting, if you are a parent who has been getting drunk, or if you have been taking illicit drugs, if you've been neglecting your children and not spending much time at all with them, if you've been abusive to your wife or husband, if you've been absentee, missing in your child's life, you're a bad parent. You're making a major mistake, and it's time to repent. It's time to change your ways and get back into your child's life, to treat them with love and kindness, to be there to support them, to show kindness and consideration to your spouse so your child will see an intact, loving home. You need to give good gifts to your children. And I hope that if you've been messing up, you will come to Jesus. You will ask for forgiveness and set your mind to doing better for the sake of your family, for the sake of your children. Children need to see good, godly, committed parents, and I hope that if you've been failing, that you will repent and start to do what is right. I believe the Lord God will bless you if you make that commitment. If you have been working hard at it and trying to show love to your spouse and been there for your children, you're to be commended. You're doing a good work, one that the world will not highly reward you for, but that God sees and is pleased with. As we're thinking about parents providing for their children, let's get back onto this topic of Jesus when he says, "I am the bread of life." Jesus made lots of bread at times in some of his miracles, just an astonishing amount of bread that he was able to make for people. There are two different mass feedings. I believe one is 5,000 and the other one is 4,000 men alone that are counted in this. So it would have been many more people than that. And you might recall that at the conclusion of those miracles, the apostles are picking up basketfuls of excess, leftovers that the people could take with them. When God does a miracle, he does it big. He does it over the top. He more than satisfactory provides for us as humans. And I think about the time in the Bible where there is food that is emphasized. And it's interesting how there are major events in the Bible that relate to food. And this is likely because it's such a basic necessity for us. But we think about the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, and how critical that food was to maintaining life for humans. And then the event in the Old Testament with the Passover, and how symbolic that was of God's redeeming his people. And the people ate the Passover meal as the angel of death passed over and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians' sons and firstborn of the cattle as a demonstration of God's mighty act of deliverance. And then when the Israelites were in the desert, the manna that sustained them daily, we think about the importance of the Lord's Supper, how Jesus took that Passover meal and made it his own and then offered his body and blood and infused the bread and the wine with the benefits of his crucifixion, his death for us, so that we can have the forgiveness of sins. And when you get to the end of the Bible, you're back to the tree of life once again. You have God sustaining us in eternity with food that he provides. It's really amazing, and we don't understand it all, but it is really highly symbolic how God feeds us to sustain us spiritually. And this is where Jesus comes in when he says, "I am the bread of life." In this section in John chapter 6, we have Jesus 9 times saying bread, that he is the bread of heaven, that he is the bread of life, or that he is the bread that has come down from heaven. And 8 times he says something about life, so that we may have life, so that we may live through him. Do we detect a theme here? Of course, Jesus is the source of eternal life. He is life-giving. And if you want to live beyond the grave, if you want to see God in eternity, you come to Jesus. He is the provision for forgiveness of our sins and for resurrection and life everlasting. That's why the Word of God in the New Testament constantly calls us to seek the kingdom, seek the Savior. Don't put your emphasis on all this worldly things that cannot save you for eternity. Put your emphasis, your greatest effort into getting to know Jesus Christ and coming close to him, learning about him, implementing what he says, integrating what he says into your life, showing his love. That is what life is about. Our greatest need is not to work for food that spoils. In fact, in John 6, verse 27, this is what Jesus says: "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Now, that doesn't mean you quit your job and don't put food on a table for your family, but it means don't make that your highest priority. Don't spend your life working only for physical things, because then you have no spiritual development, then you don't have any means to address our primary problem, which is our sinfulness and death, which is coming. Put your effort into developing your relationship with the Lord. Now, there can be a balance. Obviously, you have your work that needs to be done, but you can also be in prayer. You could be listening, perhaps, on some device to the Bible. There are ways that you can put your effort into things that are heavenly, things that are spiritual. Just as God provided food for Adam and Eve in the garden, which was of spiritual benefit to them, just the way that he provided the manna in the wilderness or the Passover meal and deliverance to the Jews, so also he provides food for us today. The Lord's Supper is critical. You need to understand, if you're new to Christianity, I encourage you to be taught or trained by Christians about what the Lord's Supper is and the significance of Jesus giving his body and blood for us. That's all part of his being the bread of life, the source of our redemption and forgiveness. And I encourage you, as you're coming to Jesus, that you learn about the Lord's Supper and then start receiving the Lord's Supper. It's one of the greatest comforts acknowledging that Christ has paid the price of our sins with his precious suffering and death, and that he has offered us freely of God's mercy and grace the forgiveness that he wants to bring to us, the power and the strengthening so that we can live to his glory. In so many ways, there has been a saying, you are what you eat. If you participate in the world and you feed yourself worldliness, you will become worldly. You will become part of the problem in sin. But if you feed yourself the Word of God and come to Jesus, he is the bread of life. He is the basic and the necessity that we need to keep us alive. If you feed on the Bible, on the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will change you. He will conform you to become more like Jesus, more kindly, more gracious, more loving, but also more defending of truth, standing against hypocrisy and evil. And you will be fed, you will be filled. You won't be hungry for satisfaction or hungry for purpose in life. Instead, you will have purpose and meaning. It's like Jesus with the woman at the well. You'll no longer thirst. The water I give you will bubble up. It will well up to life eternal. I hope that you will come to Jesus when you're feeling hungry, when you're feeling needy, when you're feeling low. Come and receive his words and let him fill you up. Get reassurance that you are forgiven by God. And I hope that you will share this with others, just as Jesus shared the bread and the fish at the feeding of the 5,000. We are to go and share this encouragement with our family or with others that we know so that they can be fed and be filled with Christ too. It's a wonderful comfort that Jesus wants us to have security, forgiveness, satisfaction. You will not grow hungry and get thirsty when you come to Jesus. You will have satisfaction. You will have the bread of life, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and eternity.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.